Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to our 288th podcast of Rough Riders Radio. I'm your host, the Rough Rider. Tonight's topic, John Gotti, Gambino family crime boss in New York, brought down by Robert Mueller way back in 1991. Let's get right to it, shall we? In the year 1990-1991, John Gotti, the infamous New York Gambino crime family mob boss, was holed up in 10 South, the high security wing of the New York Metropolitan Correctional Center in Lower Manhattan, the most secure area. It was, by design, grim as any corner of hell. By the way, we got this information from the December 1st, 2017 issue of Vanity Fair, through full disclosure. Continuing, there were six narrow cells lined one after another within this area. One was occupied by the family consigliere of the Gambino crime family, Frank LoCascio, and another occupied by Sammy the Bull Gravano, the Gambino family hitman, credited with 19 murders. And one occupied by Frank Gotti, the Don of the Gambino crime family. Gravano was in the middle cell in between Gotti and LoCascio. In the first week of October 1991, Sammy the Bull Gravano sent word from his cell in 10 South that he wanted to meet with the FBI and speak with them alone. The FBI thought that was just another gangster scam by the Bull. At the time, Robert Mueller was U.S. Assistant Attorney General for the Criminal Division. Robert Mueller didn't believe this. He didn't believe that Sammy the Bull had anything to offer. And neither did Bruce Meow, the head of the FBI's C-16 team, that had painstakingly built the case against Gotti and his henchmen. Bob Mueller had the final say, however, and he ordered that the FBI arrange for a secret interview in the upstairs conference room between Sammy Gravano and the FBI. 1991, Gravano was escorted out of his cell with all deliberate fanfare and ceremony to fool John Gotti, the Don, and Frank LoCascio, the family crime consigliere, fooling them, that is, into believing that Gravano was not about to rat out on his two core cohorts, but was merely being led out to a scheduled voice analysis test, something that both Gotti and LoCascio had already undergone previously. Gravano's attorney accompanied him to the voice analysis test. Once completed, Gravano was put back in the elevator with his attorney watching and taken downstairs, ostensibly to be returned to his cell. Well, this fooled his attorney, who left the premises. However, once Gravano's attorney left, the FBI brought the elevator back upstairs to the conference room, where he was joined by FBI agents. So Sammy the Bull Gravano then uttered the words, quote, "I want to switch sides," unquote. Mueller had to decide then and there, should he play ball with this monster, a guy who had single-handedly killed 19 people, or stick to being high-minded and go to trial knowing full well that John Gotti, the Teflon Don, the swaggering New York crime boss who had walked away from three prior trials without being convicted, would most likely walk once again for a fourth time and get away with murder. Mueller then agreed to a deal that made Sammy the Bull Gravano the government's star witness, the linchpin of the case against Gambino crime family boss John Gotti. In return, Gravano would get a new life after serving a prison sentence not much longer than that given to a deadbeat dad. who was late on his support payments. Robert Mueller learned one thing from this episode. Winning is better than losing. It is ample justification for most any compromise. And when Gravano was let out of his cell at 10 South into a shiny new life as a witness for the prosecution, accompanied by only two FBI agents, but the very sound of the shuffling of feet in that small cramped quarters with the cells of his other two cohorts, John Gotti and Frank LoCascio, close by, the noise attracted John Gotti's attention, who was then on his feet letting out a piercing wail as he recognized that his partner in crime, Gravano, Sam the Bull Gravano, had actually ratted him out and was leaving the facility for a new life of freedom. The same Bob Mueller that is zeroing in on Trump with the same laser-like focus as he did to take down John Gotti in 1991. We may very well hear that same piercing wail emanating from the White House at the conclusion of this whole Russia probe. And based on past history, the odds of this happening are very good, and that we will indeed witness such an event. Don't doubt Robert Mueller. He took down John Gotti. He's definitely going to take down another crimester, gangster, thug, Donald J. Trump. Make no mistake about it. This is the old Rough Rider rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.